Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, over 200,000 Jeeps and Dodges are being recalled over a braking issue. The key to shedding pounds might be a weight loss plan based on your personality. And we remember the great Lynyrd Skynyrd guitarist, Ed King. We'll start with a filthy fact. Some 7,000 types of bacteria live in your home. Not all are harmful. In fact, we need many of them. But it's still important to clean the things you regularly use. Despite being covered in E. coli and other bugs, our phones are in our hand or at our ears all day long. So wipe those down daily with a microfiber cloth or water vinegar mix. Beds can house skin cells, crumbs, and other microbes, so change your sheets weekly. Towels may help you clean, but they're breeding grounds for moisture-loving bacteria, so wash those after 3 uses. Sometimes you can clean too much. Dermatologists recommend washing your face no more than twice a day. Any more may remove essential oils. Unless more frequent baths are recommended by your vet, bathe your dog once a month using dog or baby shampoo. Among others, Business Insider breaks down cleaning frequency for your jeans, fridge, doorknobs, sponges, and hands. For the full list, visit the Top 30 Facebook page. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, there's an unusual new item for animal lovers.
That's right, Kristen. Sony is unveiling that Aibo, a robotic dog. Priced at a cool $2,899, it's coming to the United States in September. Eventbrite, the event and ticketing company, filing for a $200 million IPO. It expects to go public later this year. The company plans to raise $200 million from selling Class A shares. Lyft wants to help you fulfill your civic duty. The ride-sharing company is offering half-priced and sometimes even free rides to polling places on November 6th.
Okay, curious to know if Lyft is working with any political groups.
Well, yes, Lyft is teaming up with Vote.org to help distribute discount codes in order to encourage a higher voter turnout.
Interesting story. Thanks, Nicole. Fiat Chrysler is recalling 209,000 SUVs, crossovers, and minivans because gas bubbles may form in the brake fluid, causing an issue with the braking system. The recall includes the 2019 Jeep Cherokee, the 2018 and 2019 Dodge Grand Caravan and Jeep Compass, as well as the 2018 Dodge Journey. And Robin Leach has passed away at the age of 76. The lifestyles of the rich and famous host had been hospitalized since November after suffering a stroke in Cabo San Lucas. Throughout his career, Leach interviewed almost every celebrity imaginable with his signature catchphrase, champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
And I'm Robin Leach with those champagne wishes and caviar dreams. Thank you for joining us, and we all look forward to being with you on the next edition of Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
And we're also remembering Lynyrd Skynyrd guitarist Ed King, who passed away at his home in Nashville at the age of 68. King is famous for writing one of the band's biggest hits, Sweet Home Alabama. A post on King's Facebook page read, "We thank his many friends and fans for their love and support of Ed during his life and career." And Laurel Boone Hutsell found out the hard way that her son's school uses a green screen for their yearbook photos. Having picked out a nice green shirt, her son Carter ended up as a floating head in all of his photos. They were able to laugh it off, and now their biggest decision is just which picture to choose. Now let's go to Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So Danielle, I hear a surprising number of teens are texting and driving.
Well, Kristen, I got to tell you, this is pretty disturbing. New numbers out show nearly 40% of teen drivers in the United States text while driving. Researchers surveyed teen drivers in 35 states, and they found teens were more likely to text while driving in states that had a lower minimum learner's permit age and in states with higher percentages of student drivers. An apple a day may keep the doctor away, but a few strawberries could reduce the effects of an inflamed colon. Researchers studied mice with irritable bowel syndrome, and they found that mice that ate the equivalent of 3/4 of a cup of strawberries per day for humans saw fewer symptoms of IBS. And your next checkup with your child's pediatrician may soon include a prescription for play. Yes, good old-fashioned play. The American Academy of Pediatrics urging doctors to prescribe it to children in their care. They say play with parents and peers is a critical part of a healthy development for children, fundamental for learning life skills and for reducing stress. And that's what you need to know. And Kristen, do you think we can get a prescription too with a few refills? Let's go back to you.
Yes, let's have a play date at the nail salon. How about that? Thanks, Danielle. Weight loss strategies aren't one size fits all. Studies suggest plans personalized to DNA or even personality may be key. With more, we're joined by health and wellness expert Christine Lucida, author of The Right Fit Formula. Christine, thanks for being here.
Hello.
I am fascinated by this. Tell me about the connection between personality and weight loss.
Yes, well, too often we're choosing diet plans and workouts that worked well for someone else. So if you can use your personality to direct your food and fitness choices, because you don't have to change who you are, you just have to honor who you are.
And honoring who I am is not doing CrossFit, just so you know.
Thank you.
So there are four basic personality types, right? Can you break those down?
Yes, the first one is the leader. They're fast-paced, they're direct, and they're self-motivated. They look for opportunities to really flex their competitive muscles. So sprint running, racquetball, tennis are great matches for them. And then the socializer, they are the energetic people person. They are motivated by community, and so they're going to do best with workouts that are fun and group related, like hula hoop, dance, spin.
All right, I'm still waiting to find mine. Haven't heard it yet. So tell me about the third one.
Yeah, so the supporter, they are very traditional, routine people. They don't like a lot of change, so they're going to do best with workouts that are safe and reliable, like yoga, traditional strength training, boot camp classes, nothing that veers them off their regular routine.
Ding, ding, ding. That's me. That is me. I love a good yoga class. Okay.
There
and
you go.
The fourth and final.
Yes. The last one is the planner. They're very logical and they're analytical and they're driven by science and tracking results. So workouts like Pilates, HIIT, Tabata are all great workout matches for them.
This makes so much sense. I can't wait to pick up the Right Fit Formula. Christine, thank you so much for joining us. All right, if you thought catfishing was bad, one New York woman brought Tinder to life, tricking hundreds of men into a Hunger Games-style competition for her attention.
As you may or may not know, my name is Natasha, and I have everyone here today to be on a date with me.
After the reveal, Natasha started eliminating men if they were under 5'10", named Jimmy, had long beards, or had been dumped in their last relationship. Push-ups and foot races tested physical strength. Natasha grilled some and swiped left on others she wasn't interested in. At the end, Natasha chose one winner. The trap's drawn some heat, but has now been revealed as a social experiment focused on the absurdity of modern app dating, where daters prejudge based on certain superficial qualities instead of an actual conversation. Natasha says there's a lesson in it. Be open, because the person you actually might be with is something that you would never, ever choose. Wise words, odd way of showing it. Well, we like to keep up on our royals around here, but this might be a new one. Did you know that Queen Elizabeth has custody of all of her grandchildren? That means Prince William and Kate Middleton don't have legal custody of their own children. It also means William and Kate are obligated to ask the Queen's permission for certain things. Royal expert Marlene Koenig said, technically, they needed permission for travel. The Queen has the last word on parenting decisions like that. This also means that back when Prince Charles and Princess Diana split up, custody of the boys wasn't included in the divorce papers because they didn't have legal custody to begin with. It all goes back to a law put in place by King George more than 300 years ago, and it's just never been changed. And it won't really change when the Queen passes away either. Koenig says Prince Charles will become king and custody will be passed to him. Andrea Robinson from Fox 10 Phoenix has this week's life hacks. So, Andrea, what do you have for us?
Hey, Kristen, this week's life hack, the first one up is a travel hack. When you're traveling, before you even leave, make sure you bring a bar of soap. You can use that in the dirty clothes section of your suitcase, and it'll keep your entire suitcase nice and fresh. Next up, a use for the hair straightener. It goes beyond the use for your hair. It can act as an iron to iron collars of your shirts in a pinch, so you don't have to get out the ironing board and the iron, and it works like a charm. Lastly, a pizza hack for you when reheating pizza. Simply put a small glass of water in the microwave with the piece of pizza, 30 to 45 seconds, and that little bit of water will steam and keep the crust from getting chewy. Kristen, those are your life hacks this week. Back to you.
As always, all great stuff. Thanks, Andrea. The owners of Cheetos are in a catfight. The Wall Street Journal reports that PepsiCo, who owns Cheetos, has sent a cease and desist letter to Petos. Both snacks are orange, cheese-flavored, and feature jungle cats on the packaging. Pepsi alleges that the name Pedos, quote, is confusingly similar to and dilutes the Cheetos brand. They're also not crazy about the slogan. Tigers live longer than cheetahs. Pepsi says that could mislead shoppers into thinking Pedos buyers might live longer than Cheetos fans. The Pedos name refers to the peas and lentils in the ingredients. They're marketed as a healthier snack. Many popular snacks are facing challenges from newer and smaller brands who threaten their market share by jumping on a trend like healthy eating. Pedos denies breaking any laws, the company's CEO said of the allegations. It just tells us that we're onto something big. The company says it will look for fans to help fund its legal defense. In today's hometown stories from Fox 2 Detroit, Michigan State University senior Zaria Terry has always wanted to help others and hopes to eventually be a family physician. But for now, she's making an impact in a different way. Knowing a lot of people are struggling to get by, especially in her hometown of Pontiac, Michigan, Zaria started the Little Free Pantry, a place where people can donate anything from non-perishable foods to toiletries for anyone who may need it. Zaria says it's so rewarding to not just give back herself, but to give others the opportunity to do the same. In our next story from Fox 35 Orlando, usually when firefighters head to a home, it's to battle a fire. But in the aftermath of Hurricane Irma, a good amount of Orlando area homes are still severely damaged. So a group of local firefighters have stepped up to help. They pooled together their own money to fix as many homes as possible, all free of charge. The firefighters say that bringing joy to people who've been through so much makes it all worthwhile. And in our final story from Fox 5 DC, Miana is just 7 years old, but she's already undergone multiple major heart surgeries. So she knows what it's like to be scared in a hospital. Knowing that so many other kids are experiencing that same fear, she wanted to help. So she and her family started Miana's Heart, an organization that delivers tote bags to kids being treated at Inova Children's Hospital, showing that no matter what your age is, you can make a difference in the world. California has been ravaged by wildfires this summer. Flash floods swept New Jersey and Utah, and Hurricane Lane is the biggest weather threat to Hawaii in decades. We have attorney and legal analyst Annalise Getz with us today to talk about how homeowners can protect their property and assets. Annalise, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You know, natural disasters are so unpredictable. So how do we best prepare?
The number one thing that you need to do is have an adequate insurance policy. Also is that you inventory your property. This is very important before the disaster strikes. So you want to have videos or pictures or at the bare minimum, an inventory list of the main assets that you hold.
Is there something in particular you want to make sure is included in that policy?
Make sure it's the right amount. So a lot of people, they lowball the value of their assets. Mm-hmm. And what happens then is when it's time to collect, you don't receive as much.
Yeah.
You want a lower premium, well, you're going to get a lower amount in return if a disaster ever hits. So provide for the accurate amount of information in the policy.
Okay, and then God forbid something does happen, what should you do to make sure everything in your policy gets executed in the way it should?
You contact your insurance company immediately to make that claim. So as you're heading out of the house, as you are setting up camp in a hotel room, make sure you reach out to the insurance company. Second is you want to keep all of those receipts, whether it be for hotel rooms or small repairs that you're doing to the property yourself.
Yeah.
You want to have that evidence file. And then finally, make sure you save every correspondence that you have with the insurance company, because if you start to get in a fight with them,
right,
you want to be able to say, this is what I was told, this is what I was promised.
And have proof, be like, it's right here.
Yes.
Annalise, great information as always, thank you. All right, moving right along, some dogs undergo rigorous professional training to become service animals that help others. These are not those dogs. Business Insider reports that several programs let animal lovers adopt dogs who failed to complete their service training. They're typically larger breeds like German short-haired pointers, Labradors, and German Shepherds. The dogs are typically between 2 and 4 years old. The TSA has an adoption program for bomb or drug-sniffing dogs that didn't make it to graduation. If they're approved by the agency, owners can pick up their new friend in Texas. The TSA says the dogs need a little time to get used to civilian life. Mission K9 helps dogs who completed their service and need a place to retire. Freedom Service Dogs of America trains shelter dogs for service, but if they don't make the grade, the group helps them find a loving home. There are several reasons why dogs might need a canine career change. Some are nervous or don't have enough drive. Others are just too nice. Well, listen to this story. 8-year-old Winnie Birkin said some of her friends were scared of her dad when he picked her up from school because he's big and covered in tattoos. But looks can be deceiving, can't they? Her dad, Ryan, is a trained chef who isn't scary at all. So he teamed up with his daughter to get the message out that appearances are only skin deep. Ryan, who lives in Calgary with his family, wrote a 30-page illustrated book for kids called Big Bad Dad. Initially, he was just going to print out a copy for his daughter to keep, but the concept brought interest from publishers, and he was able to land a book deal. Ryan said, when you meet somebody for the first time, you don't know what kind of walk of life they've come from and what they're all about, and that's kind of what the book is. To promote his book, Ryan even dressed up in a Snow White costume, and it's working. His book is already sold out on Amazon twice. Well, there's a new app to take you to space. Or at least take a selfie that's out of this world. NASA has launched a selfies app. It puts users or their pets in a spacesuit and lets them choose images from space as a background. All of the backdrops are actual photographs taken by NASA's Spitzer Space Telescope. The app was created to celebrate the 15th anniversary of its launch. The Spitzer helped the agency study the TRAPPIST-1 system, which holds 7 planets about the size of Earth. So a second app called Exoplanet Excursions takes users there in virtual reality. Users are guided through an artist's impression of the planets, which are too far away to photograph. It'll be available for the Oculus and HTC Vive headsets. The Selfies app is available on iOS and Android so that you can take selfies like this one. The summer music festival season is wrapping up, and Elizabeth Stanton from Pop Star Magazine is here to tell us all about a famous end of summer event you might not be able to find on a map. Hi, Liz.
That's right, Kristen. We're talking about Black Rock City, a temporary city that is built each year in Nevada's Black Rock Desert. Here's the breakdown. Burning Man is a legendary event that is held annually in Nevada. It attracts tens of thousands of people. Now, Burning Man is not your usual festival. By attending the event, a person literally becomes an active participant in the development of Black Rock City, which is dedicated to art, community, creation, and performance. The theme this year is iRobot, so the art will focus on many forms of artificial intelligence. The festival has a fascinating history, too. Growing from a small group who would collect spontaneously on the beaches of San Francisco in the late 80s to today, a festival that creates massive art installations, music, and theme camps. The question Burning Man asks is, what would you do if you could do what you wanted? Those who get to Burning Man definitely find out. Back to you, Kristen.
Sounds fascinating. Thanks, Liz. First responders in California say they had their internet slow down while fighting the largest fire in state history. To date, the Mendocino fire has burned over 406,000 acres. Firefighters in Santa Clara County were using a vehicle with online equipment to track and route teams and resources. But after using more than 25 gigabytes of their Verizon data for the month, their internet speeds reportedly became slower than dial-up. The fire department emailed Verizon, "Please work with us." An account rep suggested a more expensive plan. The department's chief said the data had a significant impact on its response to the fire. Verizon acknowledged the incident. A spokesperson told NPR, "We should have lifted the speed restriction when our customer reached out to us. This was a customer support mistake." The fire department alleges the data slowdown was made possible by the recent rollback of net neutrality. The regulations had kept internet service providers from blocking or slowing internet access unless users paid more. Verizon denies that and says normally it lifts data restrictions in emergencies. Here's an interesting story. Doctors studied the brains of more than 30,000 people in the largest study of its kind. Researchers were specifically looking at how drugs and psychiatric disorders age the brain. They studied scans from babies as young as 9 months to people 105 years old to determine factors that contribute to brain aging. The doctors analyzed the blood flow to the brain and found marijuana ages the brain by an average of 2.8 years. They say this is significant because many people think smoking the drug has no long-term impact. The research also found excessive alcohol ages the brain by 0.6 years, ADHD adds 1.4 years, and bipolar disorder adds 1.6 years. The doctors say this study lays the groundwork for future research that'll give more information on how drugs and psychiatric disorders influence brain aging. And that's it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Experts break down which takeout foods last longest in the fridge and which ones you should toss. Plus, now fans can play the Game of Thrones themselves. And a scientific ranking of the worst email phrases. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.